His word originates from his Father. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Matthew chapter 4 verse 1-4. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father, living in me, who is doing his work. John chapter 14 verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that does not love me does not keep my sayings, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." John chapter 14, 23-24. "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." John chapter 12 verse 49-50. The words of Jesus are eternal. "And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree, and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away, till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Luke chapter 21 verse 29-33. The words of Jesus are spirit and life. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who would betray him. And he said, "Therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father." John chapter 6, 59-65. The words of Jesus are sure foundation. "Therefore whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man, who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, but it fell not, because it was founded upon a rock. But everyone that hears these sayings of mine, and does not do them, shall be likened unto a foolish man, who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Matthew chapter 7 verse 24-27. We have to continue in the words of Jesus. "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you, my disciples, indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8 verse 30-31. The commission to teach his word. "And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew chapter 28 verse 18-20. "I have manifested your name unto the men that you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever you have given to me are of you. For I have given unto them the words which you gave me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from you, and they have believed that you did send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for those which you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them." John chapter 17 verse 6-9. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. Mark 16:16-20. Jesus executes judgment with his word. And if any man hears my words, and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me, and does not receive my words, has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. John chapter 12 verses 47-50.